Acts chapter 22. Men, brethren, and fathers, hear my defense which I make now to you. And when they heard that he spoke to them in Hebrew, they were quieter, and he said, I am truly a man who is a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect ways of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way, putting to death and binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest can testify, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters to the brothers, and went to Damascus to bring those who were bound there to Jerusalem to be punished. And as I made my journey and had come near Damascus about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shined around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you're persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they didn't hear the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about all the things that are appointed for you to do. And when I couldn't see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand by those who were with me, I came into Damascus. And Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood and said, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked up at him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth, for you shall be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you wait? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And when I had come again to Jerusalem, while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying to me, Hurry up and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they won't receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue those who believed on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and agreeing with his execution and kept the coats of those who killed him. And he said to me, Depart, for I'll send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they listened to him until he said that, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it's not right that he should live. And as they shouted and threw off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and ordered that he be examined by whipping, so that he would know why they shouted that way against him. And as they tied him with leather straps, Paul said to the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to whip a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Be careful what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. And the chief captain answered, With a lot of money I obtained this freedom. But Paul said, But I was free born. Then immediately those who would have whipped him went away. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he learned that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. On the next day, because he would have known for sure why he'd been accused by the Jews, he untied him and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down and set him before them.